knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and order scenes to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme, cut out by hunting Mabel. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is J.R. Moore with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, Tuesday, the 20th of June. The prepper tip of the day is to store fuel for your vehicles, gasoline, diesel. Make sure you get good quality fuel preservatives, such as the Amsoil fuel preservative at my website, R-P-R-I-G as in golf for gasoline, R-P-R-I-D as in diesel for your diesel fuel. We have with us at the moment my friend Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book for sale at amazon.com. And we're expecting Stephen Noon will call in. When he does, we'll get some updates from Steve. And Jeff and I will continue for the time being. Call-in number is 512-248-8252. Jeff, it appears to me that Venezuela is possibly the main staging area for the main force of Russian and possibly Chinese, but certainly Russian, when it comes to waging World War III against the United States. What do you think, sir?
I don't, it's a strategically located country and it's an oil hub because it's
precisely
the major oil producing country. I think rather the Russians might be concerned if there was a plan by the U.S. to at some point liberate the Venezuelan people from their communist government, that they would want to be able to be in a position to defend Venezuela or to send some forces there. You know, the Russian warships and Russian aircraft have landed in Venezuela to demonstrate their ability to move ships and aircraft. Strategic bombers, for example, have flown down the west coast and landed in Venezuela and then flown back. So it is a strategic place. A more important staging area for invading the United States is Mexico,
right?
And of course Canada. So you're going to have the infiltration. You've already got infiltration of Mexico. The Russians have been in Mexico, had a significant presence in Mexico for decades. The Chinese now have a very large presence in Mexico. And the Chinese are more active in Latin America even than the Russians. The Russians are, General Laura Richardson pointed out that the Russians and Chinese are both moving into South America in tandem, supporting these communist and Marxist regimes. But China is the bigger gorilla here. China is the bigger force and has more resources in what it's doing. So it's very significant. We basically aren't even putting up much of a resistance. We're just letting the region go. And it largely has to do with the people in the left in Washington, in the different, in the Pentagon, in the State Department, in the White House, in this administration, that are turning a blind eye. And the Obama administration, the same thing, when this really got going. It was the Obama administration. And, Bolsonaro coming in Brazil, Brazil being the largest country in South America with the largest population, Bolsonaro turns out to have been a blip. The communists were able to leverage him out of power in the last election. And they are, basically silencing the Brazilian people. They're using intimidation. And I have friends that are there and friends that are journalists that have fled to here to the United States seeking asylum because they would be in jail if they were in Brazil. And one such is Alan dos Santos, who I've done many podcasts with, the Brazilian journalist. And it's a tragedy what's happened to these people, and you don't hear anything about it in the U.S. news.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You don't hear anything about it. I mean, Bolsonaro fled to Florida. I'm not sure his plan was to go back. I haven't followed to see whether he has gone back. But they're going to charge him and jail him if he goes back to Brazil.
Well, it's a tragic thing that what's happened to Brazil. I had some hope that the Brazilian military may stage a coup to put the proper guy, because I think the communist was elected with election fraud, don't you think?
Well, that's what all my Brazilian friends say, that right. It would be unimaginable that Bolsonaro could lose. And, of course, I've met with Brazilian people, and I've seen people who ran Bolsonaro's campaign. I met them when I was in New York, and I met Bolsonaro. And the thing is, what people don't understand is the massive wave of popularity that Bolsonaro rode in with, the absolute disaffection of the population for Lula and Dilma Rousseff. Basically they're communists. The Workers' Party in Brazil is a communist party with a social democratic facade on it, and it's not. Their goal is to bring. I'll give you an example of how where Brazil is coming from. Lula da Silva formed something called the Sao Paulo Forum with Fidel Castro. They made that, and it's a umbrella organization for all left wing parties to unite to taking power in Latin America and creating a socialist bloc of countries in South America. And more recently, you have the co-head of the Green Party, Foreign Minister of Germany, Baerbock, who she went to Brazil recently to meet with Lula and or the Foreign Minister of Brazil. They would not meet with her. They pawned some lower-level advisor off on her.
Really?
And they gave her this big cold shoulder. Well, why? Because Baerbock has aligned with Ukraine against Russia. That's the reason they've done that. They're showing their displeasure as communists that she has gone against their big daddy in Moscow.
Right.
And you can read about this in the paper, how she was treated in Brazil. So, you know, this gives you an example that even another left winger who has gone against Moscow is basically, that's ostracized. She's just ostracized.
Doesn't surprise me. Doesn't progress. Breaking news here. Apparently, Department of Justice has filed charges against Hunter Biden on tax violations, gun violation, and it looks like there's already a plea agreement. Compared to the crimes Hunter Biden has done involving foreign governments, it sounds like pretty small stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like you don't make a plea agreement when you have evidence that the person has engaged in major corruption in the government with implications for the honesty of the government. You don't make a plea agreement and get rid of it and sweep it under the rug. That right there is not correct. But this is the Justice Department. I assume this is the U.S. Justice Department
right,
doing this.
Right, it is.
The U.S. Justice Department was staffed by a lot of Marxists. I think Jay Adams, who's written books on this, he wrote a book on the Justice Department back in 2011, I think it came out. And he's updated it over the years. He talked about how there'd always been some Marxist in the Justice Department, some Marxist, and of course the law schools have gone over to teaching a sort of Marxist versions of the Constitution and legal theory. But when Obama got in, they just basically brought in a whole bunch of these people. And of course the FBI has more and more fallen under control of the Justice Department. It technically always was, but it operated quite independently historically because of J. Edgar Hoover and then the subsequent FBI directors. But you get about 20 years ago and the FBI ends up becoming more controlled by the Justice Department. So you've got people who are basically Marxists who are determining the agenda in the Justice Department, in the FBI. And this has extremely frightening implications for the future of the country because Marxists don't believe in the Constitution. They believe it has to be swept away. A Marxist cannot honestly swear allegiance to the U.S. Constitution because according to Marxist principles, the U.S. Constitution is a bourgeois constitution. It is itself a form of injustice where the have-nots are exploited by the haves, and the Constitution facilitates class domination and oppression. So they have to get rid of it by
definition. What a fantasy. What a fantasy.
Yeah. And so this is Marxist theory. This is how it works. And when you have people who hate the justice system that we had or that we have on paper and the Constitution who want to tear it down and they're in charge of the whole process, you're halfway to a totalitarian state. And the only thing holding them back is the fact that if they get exposed, if there's enough outrage, if there's a change in Washington, they can all be, you know, out of a job or even worse, charged with subversion or treason or some other laws that are on the books that they could be charged with. There's all kinds of things, misprision of treason, where you look the other way. One of the things, treason is when you swear an oath of allegiance to the Constitution, it's against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you're swearing to uphold the Constitution against. If you turn out to be an enemy of the Constitution, see, then you can get into the word enemy and the idea of treason, and then everyone who looks away. I want to say this to everybody in this country who wants a quiet life and knows that these people are there and doing something and are looking the other way for their own comfort or ease. They don't want to be hurt by saying something. One day, if this country is saved, and by the way, if we're all dead, you know, you have culpability in the next world for that. If this destroys our country, you could be prosecuted for not doing anything against these Marxists. And I can tell you right now, if anybody who thinks like I do get into power in this country, if this country should narrowly escape becoming totalitarian, they will probably charge leading people who actually looked the other way, who had the power to do something. You could reasonably say they knew, and they looked the other way. You could charge them. And in a post-Civil War or post-revolutionary period or counter-revolutionary period where there's violence between the left and the right in this country, people will not be exactly rational in their behavior, and that's unfortunate.
Well, in the late spring and early summer of 1945, in Paris, we saw the girlfriends of the the German soldiers having their heads shaved and paraded through the streets as war criminals, weren't they?
Well, there were people executed and even murdered that they took care of very quietly in France and in other countries, in Belgium and Holland. You had a lot of people dying at the end of a war who had committed treason, score settling, one might say, because you have people who are collaborating with the Germans in those countries. And so how are you going to get justice? Are you going to wait in a period of violence like a war where there are partisans? You end up with this kind of thing happening. The problem that we have, however, is that we do not have an effective effective patriotic movement. We have, like on your network, RBN. I sometimes wonder if the N doesn't stand for Nazi, because you got this commercial. I was talking against communism in the end of the bottom of the first half hour, and this anti-Semitic rant comes on for this Patrick and Jeremy show. Why are there Nazi shows on this network?
Well, I can't answer that, except they've been there forever, as far as I know. It's an unfortunate situation.
There's something screwball with the heads of the people that run this network to have those kind of shows on there, you know, because I'm here talking about anti-communism and upholding America, and these people hate America just as much as the communists do.
Explain it, how they hate America, if you would, please.
Nazis or anti-Semites think that everything's a Jewish conspiracy, and they think America is, what do they call it? They think it's the Zionist occupation government, Zog, right? They think the Jews control everything here. So they believe that they have to overthrow the Jewish government here. That's what they believe. And that's where this kind of rhetoric leads, and that they believe capitalism is a Jewish conspiracy. And of course, well, what's the alternative to capitalism again? Oh, I think it's socialism. Well, Nazi means national socialist.
That's right.
And they don't even like to use the word Nazi because it's actually a slur. You should use the word National Socialist, right, to describe them, because that's what they are. They're just another shade of socialism. And so it's they're against America. And they want to, just like the communists want to appropriate American symbols and paint themselves as patriots, so do neo-Nazis and anti-Semites want to do that. And the thing is, these are modern movements. They're instinctively atheistic, and they're instinctively anti-American. They don't have any truck with the Founding Fathers or anything that George Washington or Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, or Thomas Jefferson believed. They have no truck with those ideas at all. Their ideas are antithetical. They're completely against the ideas of our Founding Fathers. So they're enemies of the Constitution, too. Only they're a very small, loud minority. And by the way, the Russians support the Nazis. They have supported the Nazis since the Nazi diaspora was taken over by the communists at the end of World War II, when they controlled Martin Bormann and Heinrich Müller, the head of the Gestapo, were both, by common report and by the report of surviving German intelligence officials, those guys were Soviet agents. And they ended up being major figures in setting up the Nazi diaspora in South America. So, this is a very, there's a book called Dreamer of the Day about Francis Parker Yockey, who's the leading American Nazi. He was working with the KGB, according to information in that book and in his biography. And in fact, he had traveled to Castro's Cuba. And they knew that from his travel records, the many, I think, 50-something passports that he had in his possession when they arrested him in San Francisco in, 1961? He killed himself in a San Francisco jail to avoid, I suppose, interrogation by the FBI at the time. But the Nazis and the communists, the Red-Brown Alliance, they are intermittently allied. And since the Russians turned, since the Moscow turned the Nazi diaspora into a false flag operation at the end of World War II, a good portion of all the Nazis that you've seen and operations you've seen across the world have been working secretly together with the communists. And there's been quite a bit of interesting writing and literature about this.
Absolutely amazing. This information that hardly anybody knows about in the general public, isn't it?
Well, people don't pay attention to Nazis, and of course it's very, for the communists, it's, remember, communist propaganda is very effective, and they like to hide their scandals. You'll always hear how the CIA works with the Nazis, and the CIA engages in drug trafficking. I'm sorry, but Operation Friendship of Nations, it's well documented. That was the name of the Soviet drug trafficking operation started in 1960 under Khrushchev. The Soviets are the kingpins in drug trafficking worldwide. They're the Russian mafia. The Chinese are in it with them. Mao proposed an opium war in the early 50s, and Khrushchev took him up on it. They created a giant bunch of cartels. Now, people talk about the drug trafficking of the CIA or people coming back from the Vietnam War. There were warnings issued, and if you were intelligence in Vietnam, maybe you saw some of these, saying don't engage in selling of narcotics in Southeast Asia because the communists are behind it and you'll end up being recruited by the Chinese or the Russian intelligence services. So don't get involved in drug trafficking. So those CIA elements that became involved in drug trafficking in the Vietnam War were elements that ended up being captured by the enemy, by the communist side, because they were using drug trafficking as a way of compromising U.S. servicemen and intelligence operatives and turning them back into communist agents. And a good example of this is Felix Rodriguez. You've got the book Compromise, Bush, Clinton, and the CIA by Terry Reid. In which Terry Reid talks about this, and he talks about how Rodriguez got turned into a communist agent. Rodriguez was a famous CIA agent.
We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Governor DeSantis is officially in the presidential race. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. DeSantis used to be a pretty cookie-cutter Republican. Since the Wuhan flu pandemic, he seems to have leaned pretty hard into the MAGA conservative camp. I don't know if he actually grew up to be a conservative or if he's just acting like one for political gain, but either way, I have a couple of suggestions for him. Embrace your youth. We the people are tired of octogenarian politicians. If you want to have any chance of winning the primaries, you're going to have to win over a significant number of Trump supporters. And one way might be to promise when you're elected, you'll pardon Trump and put an end to the years of tax-funded investigations. And if you have become more conservative over time, admit that. Make a public statement about your beliefs when you were in the House and how they've changed. I'm not leaning toward any candidate yet. I want all of the candidates to fight for the nomination. And I want the best candidate to win. And if you own firearms, get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. And until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with Jeff Nyquist. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Our next caller, Jeff, looks like Jeremy in Kentucky. Good morning, Jeremy.
Yeah, actually, it's Jeremy from the Patrick and Jeremy Show. So, Jeff Nyquist, I would like to invite you onto our show Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Central, for a live debate. You can debate Dr. Patrick Slattery. He's closer to your age, a political science professor, and quite honestly, he'll be a lot nicer than I will. You don't want to debate me because I'm not nice. So if you're going to come on RBN and, number one, trash the network, after John Moore graciously gives you 3 hours a week, and you're going to personally insult the man that runs the network, Mike, who's one of the board ops, then you should be able to come on our show and openly defend your position. And look, this would be your opportunity to run a stake through the heart of anti-Semitism on RBN for all time. Because I got news for you, pal. 75% of the hosts think like we do. And probably over 75% of the callers. You guys just get a certain percentage of the callers. I've listened to every show on RBN. It would behoove you to do so you will know the network that you're on. This network offers full freedom of speech. as proof, we even let you come on here 3 hours a week and do your spiel. So what do you say, Jeff? Would you like to come on for a live debate?
I will.
Excellent. Would you like to come tonight or next Tuesday, or pick a Tuesday? I'll set it up with Patrick.
Let me think of what my obligations are for tonight.
Okay.
Tuesday night. Your show is at 9 Eastern?
I'm sorry, 9 p.m. Central. The Tuesday night is when I have Patrick on. Like I said, he's going to be a better match for you because you guys are closer to the same age and he's got a doctor's degree and all that. So, Julie, the board op is going to, if you would, Julie, please text Jeff my cell phone number and through Skype. And Jeff, you can just call me and we'll make it happen. I think it'll be good radio because I'm for letting all points of view air.
Well, that's good. Let's try to do tonight.
I'll see if it'll work with Patrick. If you would, just give me a call. Julie, please text my number.
You're sending my number? Your number to me?
Julie, the board op has my
cell
phone.
Put it on our chat deal here so you can see it,
all right.
Jeff. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And if we can't do it tonight, we'll do it next week, but I think Patrick will be up for it. Give me a shout, man.
Okay.
John,
sounds
appreciate
good.
The show. Y'all have a great
Thanks
day.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. And finally, we have a break coming up. We have with us Steve Bannoun. His website is reallynewslive.org. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. In a private message, you said you had some updates on the COVID vaccination clot shot. What you got for us? Break coming up soon.
Still trying to get the things on the children, but what I did get, though, is that the vaccine was watered down more so for the Israelis than what it was for the Americans. But nonetheless, one of the friends of mine there in the Mossad there, his wife, who is a very high up financial person there in Israel and also works with Bibi Netanyahu, et cetera, she had gotten three of them because of having to travel to Italy over the rail car crash that happened that killed their family. And she ended up suffering severe blood clots, heart condition as a result of it. So he said that that is definitely across the board what's been happening to Israelis, is that the blood clots and the heart conditions have become prevalent in many of the people that received the vaccine. But I did find it interesting that he said that they got a watered-down version compared to what they did in America. And he also said they were intentionally targeting ethnic groups, the black community in America, to lower their numbers. That was one of the things that he said on that issue there. So that was kind of enlightening for sure.
Well, there's a population of black Jews that live in Israel. I assume they're targeted as well. Is that accurate?
Yes, they are. And that's one of the other things, too, is that there's a push among the elites of Israel to not only just get rid of them, but they would like to even send them out of the country. I mean, you want to talk about a neo-Nazi conspiracy. This is very concerning. I mean, I come from a Sephardic Jewish background, so I already know how they targeted the Sephardis to begin with. But, you know, it has become, there is a group that just want to see the domination of the Ashkenazi side of that. And this is why we saw the Yemenite children. I know Barry Chalmers speculated on that. Barry is a good friend of mine, and he speculated that through his research and investigation work on the Yemenite Jews that came up, that the 2,000 children that went missing ended up in Ashkenazi families. They wanted to take and create more interbreeding there so that they could have a true Jewish lineage in their DNA because they didn't have it initially.
Well, this is fascinating. We'll get some more updates after the break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. The COVID section by itself has hundreds of articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, including Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says, in no uncertain words, that the vaccination, the COVID vaccination, is meant to cause harm, to cause death. That's what it was designed to do, and that's what it is doing at thelibertyman.com. We have with us, this is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. Steve Ben-Noon, his website is israelinewslive.org. And Steve, for those who are not Bible scholars, the Jewish population that you're part of trace their lineage back to Moses and Abraham, don't they, sir?
Well, yeah, this is exactly the lineage that they're claiming to be and everything. But like in the case of the Ashkenazi, that's become more and more questionable because of the historical side of that through the Khazars, which actually has a lot to do with the Ukraine war, too, by the way. But that's a whole nother issue altogether.
Right. So I've been saying for about a year that Israel as we know it will no longer exist in 3 to 5 years because of the COVID vaccinations. Do you agree with that, sir?
There's a very good possibility of that, John. And interestingly enough, I had actually just found recently in the Colburn document. I know some people call it a Bible. I don't call the Colburn a Bible, but I still look at it for the historical documentation that clearly shows that not only did Israel, would Israel come to an end, which obviously was 2,000 years ago from what it writes there, but then they would be reestablished with a learned language, that their tongue would be a learned language, and that they would push or try to promulgate their laws to the world, but they would come to an end. So that's kind of interesting that you mentioned that, and then I just saw that recently in the Colburn document, that it seems to indicate every step of the way there, and that they do come to an end as a result.
Well, the word Bible simply means a collection of books. It doesn't necessarily mean the Christian Bible or the Jewish Bible. It's just a collection of books is what the word Bible means generically. But I've got a copy of the Colburn that Professor McCanny gave me, and it's a fascinating book. Steve, what other updates do you have for us, sir?
The one thing that I was looking at is this morning, Lavrov, Foreign Minister Lavrov of Russia, as well as Sergei Shoigu, who is the Defense Minister of Russia, have both come out and openly stated that if, in light of Jens Stoltenberg's comments on NATO there, that said you've wanted to keep this war, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing, but you wanted to keep this war contained in Ukraine, but obviously your actions that you're doing, your statements that you're making is that NATO wants a fight. And they said, you want a fight, we'll give you the fight that you want. But just remember, it's going to extend far beyond the borders of NATO and, of Ukraine. And with that being stated, you know, if you go back to the things that I was reporting back at the beginning of the year, we were definitely, you know, or from what the AI system was predicting, is that the war would spill outside of the borders, and they were looking more towards the fall of the year. But the initial, originally they were looking at the UK being hit, and then later it would be Germany. So now really it's anybody's guess is as good as anybody else's. But which also, too, back I think in January, I was reporting on the emergency broadcast system testing and the drills that we would have coming up. That's part of why people seen so many military vehicles here recently out there. That's part of those drills that I reported back in January, that it's basically in response to the threat of the war in Ukraine, as we see possibly spilling outside of those borders, and the fact that we could get hit by China from the north. We could get hit by China, who is supporting the cartel in the south. So, and then of course we've got Russia dropped off some nice nukes down in the Atlantic there. We don't know where they put them at. And of course we also know that Russia now has started cutting cables. That was something that Putin in one of his address that he spoke on recently is to step up those issues there. So we're really, John, we're getting in a very serious situation right now. And it's not looking good. And I know that there is suspicion that we could be in a full-blown nuclear war sometime next year, especially going towards the end of 2024, which is kind of on track of what we've been talking about. Going back 2.5-3 years ago, I was already saying that, you know, you would see war. You would see the go into a world war right around the end of 2023. Putin would step down in 2024. At least that was the initial intel that I'd heard about. And then going into 2024, they would put a much more hardliner in Russia that would help push forth the agenda. But be not mistaken, and I want to say this because Putin is not necessarily a good guy here. He's only following what the Chabad organization is pushing the agenda, which Edward Hudos, former mayor of Kharkiv in Ukraine, and also former rabbi of the Chabad organization, clearly brought out when he published Schneerson's comments that they would take and put the Russians and the Ukrainians against one another so that they could annihilate the seed of the Slavic people. He said they could not contain them, so they would rather eliminate them.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Jeff, you've been very patient listening to Steve. Your response, if any, to Steve's comments. You're on mute, Jeff. Jeff, you're still on mute. Well, maybe Jeff's on a break. Let's take a caller here. We got Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning. First, let me say I don't think Jeremy from Kentucky represents 100% of RBM. I don't know if I agree with his number about 75% of RBM. But, you know, agrees with and the callers. I do know that sometimes RBN is a little bit short in its goal of being free speech. But if I can, you know, help you prepare just a little bit here, here's a document that I ran across. It was on RBN's webpage 7 years ago. And there, and I'd like, you know, to get a comment on it. There's also something here that I think serves to distract from just how bad Russia is. But here's a list here. Dubious company, according to the NSA. Other leading threats listed as China, Russia, Cuba, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, France, Venezuela, and South Korea. And we could call it Country A, was identified by the NSA as a security threat in several areas. And then it goes on to list, including delivery methods, particularly ballistic missiles, nuclear-capable cruise missiles, influence operations, swaying public opinion, known as manipulation and influence operations, through covert attempts by Country A to sway U.S. public opinion in its favor. So, you know, I did a cartoon of this where you fill in the blanks, and hardly anybody can guess that it's Israel. National Security Agency puts Israel on par with threats of Russia, China, Cuba, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, France, Venezuela, and South Korea. But what do we hear about in the news? We get distraction propaganda, and there's a couple of letters here from the ministry in information ministry in England from February of 1944, and the purpose and goals of these letters by this guy H. Hewitt, the assistant secretary. It says the ministry can enter into no correspondence of any kind with regard to this communication, which should only be disclosed to responsible parties. And what they're talking about is getting not only the clergy, but other members of the government to engage in the what they call the best distraction atrocity propaganda to hype up and distract the public attention from the doings of the Red Army, the Russian Army, by your wholehearted support of various charges against the Germans and Japanese, which have been and will be put into circulation by the ministries. And this is... it says, your expression of belief, whether you believe it or not, in any such may convince others, your obedient servant, H. Hewitt, Assistant Secretary. And again, it says the ministry can enter into no correspondence of any kind with regard to this communication. So with ammunition like these things, a lot of, quote, anti-Semites claim decades of... the Israelis and the pro-Israelis and the State of Israel types are running influence operations on the public, even so much as they've infiltrated the churches and created this whole Judeo-Christian mindset. Have you heard any of that? Have you heard any of that?
If you got any response, Jeff, go ahead.
Of course, there are many different... You know, you ran off a list of countries that included France and South Korea. Small countries that depend on the United States engage in lobbying and they try to influence public opinion, because then that influences Congress and then they can get money or whatever to support their country's defense. And of course, that can include disinformation. Look, you had the Cat in Forest massacre that was blamed on the Germans in World War II when they were not to blame for it. It was a Soviet atrocity. So you have this kind of thing that's happened in the past. So there's, you know, there's obviously a mixed record, and we have to be nuanced in how we understand how these countries interact. People are not always honest when they're supporting their own cause, and that's kind of normal. I would hope my country is honest. I think that honesty is the best policy, but that's not the way history plays. So it's very messy, indeed.
Well, just keep in mind those two things. But on the shot propaganda, one thing I've run across is the spike protein and the ACE2 receptors, where the, quote, viral debris plugs in and causes inflammatory and runaway immune response. The supposedly true Semitic peoples have a much lower ACE2 receptor inflammatory index, so that they can take up to 6 of these shots and not have the same issues as other ethnic groups, will say. I don't like to say the word race, but so whether or not the shots are watered down, there's a large portion of the population in Israel that's had up to 6 of these shots. And so they don't have the ACE, the sheer numbers of ACE receptors that other groups do. And so it kind of smells like, it reeks of a elimination of those people.
I would really question the science of that and the claim, because if you go and look at the Israeli population, Jews are, turns out, are actually racially very diverse.
I get that.
Marker, you know, that, boy, that kind of boggles my mind. It's just like a caller who came on the show and said that we had biolabs in Ukraine and we were making a weapon to kill the Russians genetically, but the Russians and the Ukrainians genetically are so close, you'd be killing Ukrainians. So it doesn't make sense. So you have to kind of reason it out. And when you hear something that doesn't line up, you're usually hearing propaganda. So
one of the things that also is a factor is medications that people are on that uptick this inflammatory index of these ACE receptors. And that includes common medications given to elderly that are have chronic illnesses, like the things like statin and ACE inhibitors and the angio retention blockers. All of these increase this ACE receptor index.
Let me add something to that, Michael. I'm addressing this to Steve. Steve, I spent part of my adolescence in a 95% Jewish neighborhood, and I found out during that time that Jewish mothers love doctors, they love medications, and they medicate the hell out of their boys and girls. Your response on that, Steve?
There would be some truth to that, I guess you could say, especially because you got to keep in mind, one of the big things amongst the Jewish people, which I used to hear this all the time, I spent 20 years in the Chabad organization, so I know very much about Jewish thinking. And I used to always catch the devil because I did not become a lawyer or a doctor.
Right.
Yes, there is a very strong consensus of believing in your doctor because of the fact we consider most of our people to be Jewish doctors and that they're good people and they care about you. So, yes, they would be more open to that. But I will tell you, too, that as well, especially in private conversations that we would have, we were talking about back surgery for me one time, and a good friend of mine, he says to me, he says, Steve, he says, look, you need only a good Jewish doctor that you can trust. And he said, in your case, you need to go to New York, and he tells me the doctor I should go to. So it's a tight-knit circle of how that works. But, yes, they will trust exactly whatever they're being told.
That's right.
What happens,
so this just amplifies what Mike's talking about.
Right.
We got a last break coming here. Mike, we need to summarize your thoughts really quick.
Okay, triple board certified Zach Bush goes through the rundowns on how these medications create this perfect storm to help basically cull out a lot of the elderly folks, be it northern Italy, or anybody with these chronic illnesses, be it obesity, diabetes, you know, heart failure, those ACE2 receptors are part of the key to how this can be used to eliminate certain ethnic groups. And so it's worth looking into. That's how the
Mike,
shot works.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We're at the last break coming up. We won't take any more calls. Steve, summer camp was a 95% Jewish boys and girls. Every morning, they all got a paper cup full of medications, and I didn't. I really felt left out. Why wasn't I getting a paper cup full of medications like all my buddies? But I wasn't Jewish and didn't have a Jewish mother, so I didn't get a paper cup full of medications every morning like my fellow campers. Probably doesn't surprise you, Steve, does it? You're on mute, Steve. We'll get back from the break. We're going to have Jeff give his summary, and we'll have Steve give his summary to wrap this up. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have our summary with Steve going first and wrap it up with Jeff. Go ahead, Steve. You're on mute, Steve. Steve, still.
Okay, I got
there
it.
There you go.
Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to quickly say that the caller, when they mentioned about this, and I know that Jeff may not take some issue with this as far as scientifically whether or not we have the ability to be able to target certain ethnic groups. And I do understand Jeff's comment, because the similarities between Russians and Ukrainians are so similar that it would only be defeating the purpose. But you have to also understand, though, that the real purpose, though, is to both kill off Ukrainians and Russians. That's really the end game in that. But I do know, because I was involved in some of these meetings about the labs, not only the labs there, but other labs that we've had, and that there has been a concerted effort. That's why they wanted to collect the DNA through the COVID vaccine process there by doing the COVID testing, was so that doing that DNA testing, they could potentially target certain ethnic groups within a population and create viruses. It was actually, in this case, viruses that would target those individuals. I don't know about medications, but viruses, yes. And that was something that I was made privy to several years back. And that, yes, we did have the labs in Ukraine. There were a lot of the Ukrainian people that worked there that suffered a lot of ill effects as a result of that. But I don't know how much I'd be at liberty to go into anyway about that, especially with just a summary.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Jeff, your summary, please, sir. We've got about less than a minute.
Well, anything's better than remaining in this place pent up, right?
Roger,
if you
that.
Wish to stay with me in the Alamo, we'll make them pay dearly. Make the enemy attack. Provoke your enemy. Make him attack at the wrong place. So...
Roger
That's my theme for today.
Well said, Jeff. Well said. Well, it'll be an interesting debate tonight on RBN, and I wish you the best that it will go well for you, sir.
Well, you know it can't go well, right?
Well, the truth will prevail.
It's the Alamo. Remember, it's the Alamo. Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Julie.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Thanks, Jeff. That's it for today. Get your medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless my beautiful state of Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Texas, where the Alamo is located, near San Antonio, by the way. And God bless the United States of America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.